Audio Face, and Reverend podcast about the music news and music culture that mostly matters. I'm Dan.
I'm Sean.
This is episode 231 of this podcast, and like, we're recording this on the last week of May in 2022. It's been a pretty rough week to be an American. It's been a pretty like long week and a stretch in our lives in general. So this is the kickoff episode before our 2 week break off of the podcast and off of things in general. But we want to leave you all with some music recommendations. Just two quick ones. We'll definitely do some when we get back because there's just been so much that has come out this year that I'm just getting a chance to get into. This break is actually going to be great because like all good American breaks, I will still be working. But I'll be able to get to listen to music that isn't scheduled for the podcast. I'll be able to sort of explore a lot more. And that'll be really exciting. I know Sean will be doing that too. And yeah, like I said, we're going to be kicking that off right now with a couple of things. Really fast scheduling notes. We'll be back in 2 weeks. The next episode we'll have is, once I check the calendar, should have planned that better. But in 2 weeks from now, we'll be reviewing whatever is coming out and wherever we missed. If there's something really, really big, Sean or I will do a video on youtube.com/audiofacepod. But until then, our next episode will be the week of Monday, June 20th. So look out for that. Look out at youtube.com/audiofacepod. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. And yeah, don't worry about it. We're not canceling the show. The show will be back soon. Anyways, we have music recommendations. Sean, what is your first of two picks for today?
I have Muna, M-U-N-A. They're a Los Angeles, as I like to call it, trio of women that make indie pop music. Blew up in 2016, off the top of my head. With a couple tracks and stuff. They released some music here or there that have been pretty good. Their debut title, About You, is good, and they had one that was released a few years ago, Saves the World. But they're actually going to release an album, I think, in late June, early July or so, that I want to talk about. But I thought that I've heard a couple of their tracks. They have a track with Phoebe Bridgers that I thought was good, and some of their singles that released last year and this year, Silk Chiffon and Home By Now, I actually like a lot. Heard them a little bit on SiriusXMU a lot, played the past about year and a half or so with their singles, and then some other stuff from a few years ago as well. But with that, like, I'm really, it's interesting to hear, like, you know, my rants on indie pop and like the indie genre in general, or this year especially. So with an all-female group, you know, similar to Haim, but very, very different sounding, because it's more of like your indie pop, like upbeat tempo and everything. It's nice that they can create something like a little bit of almost a niche category of trying to bridge that pop to indie and making it to sound genuine without, you know, just most of those artists, they become too samey sounding, or they become way too indie or way too pop, and there's this little vacuum of stuff that artists are trying to do but they're not quite getting right. And I think they might have the album this year that can nail it, just for at least hearing the singles that I've heard the past year or year and a half or so. I'm really excited for that album to be out, but their first two albums that they released are very good, but the singles, Anything But Me, Silk Chiffon, Home By Now, which was released a little bit ago, those songs are pretty good. And Silk Chiffon is features Phoebe Bridgers as well. So I'm excited for their third LP that'll be out in a month or two, and I recommend a lot of people to listen to, especially if you like that, if you're in the indie scene and if you like that indie pop genre and whatnot. I think it's right up a lot of people's alleys.
Yeah, your recommendations, we've done them throughout the podcast, especially you mentioned it, and then we listen to the album, and it's usually phenomenal, and it becomes one of our favorite bands, so definitely, Muna, something to watch out for. Yes. Or it's not, and we just never speak about it again, and we just move on.
Exactly, yeah. Or, like, the album could be a complete flop and everything, but it'll be interesting to see here how it sounds the full project, because just listening to the single, you know, it's hard to judge off of what the singles are and everything. I mean, example, The Smile, last week we got the singles, and the album was very different. So, yeah. From what I've heard, I like it, and their past two records I have liked a lot, so yeah, check them out. They're good.
Excellent. What I've got right now is C-Mat, which I don't know if you've heard of, but she is an up-and-coming indie artist from Dublin. That's in Ireland. It's not part of England, for those of you who are
aware. Oh, C-Mat, yeah, it's, I think I've heard a couple tracks from her, maybe.
Yeah. Her earlier work was definitely more slower country-inspired. Some of it was, but the newer stuff, like what's on the album, If My Wife Knew I'd Be Dead, is this really nice indie pop that I know I haven't heard of Muna to begin with before you did this. And I don't know if you heard of C-Mat, vice versa, but it might be that similar blend of really good, promising indie pop coming from like women in space right now that I think could really start to breathe some life back into the genre. We've also talked about previously on the podcast is how a lot of indie music seems to be chasing one particular kind of sound that we thought was really well trodden and done in the mid-2010s. And now you need something to continue to breathe this genre forward. And we're going to be more on the genre of indie because it's usually where a lot of musical innovation happens. And I think C-Mat does a really good job of it. C-Mat standing for Mary Alice Thompson. And it's funny, she was born in our year, it looks like. Some of my favorite songs from that, No More Virgos, even though I'm a very against, you know, the whole, like, all astrology thing, whatever. And you're bad for me, although I only made that deal with myself, and you're treating me well. But if the girls find out, they'll crack me like the Liberty Bell. No more Virgos, no more little September boys. I think it's a really, like, funny concept about, a lot of these songs are typical sort of pop flair. These are all of my fails in dating relationships, and I'm gonna like make songs about those. But this has a really like fun, making fun of oneself kind of tone to it that makes it really nice in the indie sort of environment. Every Bottle Is My Boyfriend is sort of like a cringy, very funny song because of, well, the title kind of describes where it's going. And honestly, I really liked the variety that you had in it. I liked that it was fairly upbeat throughout, but not so poppy, not so stereotypically indie, where I felt like I was getting dragged on from either side of that genre. The worst connotations of pop or indie are not here. Everything really blends nicely. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend checking out the whole album, If My Wife Knew, spelled N-E-W, because that's not how that works in English generally, I'd Be Dead, by C-Mat.
Yeah, interesting. Definitely want to. I think I've heard a couple tracks from her, I believe, but I've never listened to the full length of that.
Hello, humans. Welcome to Audio Face, the reverent podcast about the music, news, and music culture that mostly matters. I'm Dan.
I'm Sean.
This is episode 231 of this podcast, and like, we're recording this on the last week of May in 2022. It's been a pretty rough week to be an American. It's been a pretty like long week and a stretch in our lives in general. So this is the kickoff episode before our 2 week break off of the podcast and off of things in general. But we want to leave you all with some music recommendations. Just two quick ones. We'll definitely do some more when we get back because there's just been so much that has come out this year that I'm just getting a chance to get into. This break is actually going to be great because like all good American breaks, I will still be working. But seriously, I'll be able to get to listen to music that isn't scheduled for the podcast. I'll be able to sort of explore a lot more. And that'll be really exciting. I know Sean will be doing that too. And yeah, like I said, we're going to be kicking that off right now with a couple of things. Really fast scheduling notes. We'll be back in 2 weeks. The next episode we'll have is once I check the calendar, should have planned that better. But in 2 weeks from now, we'll be reviewing whatever is coming out and whatever we missed. If there's something really, really big, Sean or I will do a video on youtube.com/audiofacepod. But until then, our next episode will be the week of Monday, June 20th. So look out for that. Look out at youtube.com/audiofacepod. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. And yeah, don't worry about it. We're not canceling the show. The show will be back soon. Anyways, we have music recommendations. Sean, what is your first of two picks for today?
I have Muna, M-U-N-A. They're a Los Angeles, as I like to call it, trio of women that make indie pop music. Blew up in 2016 off the top record for sure, so I'm definitely going to check her out.
Yeah, I was wrong. Ciara. I just can't read my other monitor here. Ciara. That's kind of wrong.
Cool. Well, yeah. And my second and last one is Super Nowhere. They are, like, I've randomly stumbled across them on Apple Music, like, a week ago. Where it just, you know how you put on, like, you listen to an album and then randomly Shuffle comes on and you hear one song and you're like, damn, that's good. And you listen to an album and you're like, holy fuck, this is really good. And then you go to them and they only have, like, 1,000, 1,700 monthly listeners on Spotify and, you know, you hit the jackpot. You know, you got that good, good. This is, so they have two albums. They have Gestalt and Skinless Takes Flight. They're a Seattle-based trio group of indie artists, naturally, because, you know, most of my recommendations are indie. But I absolutely adore Gestalt. That is such a good record. I wish I would have heard this when it came out last year. It came out August of last year, so almost a year ago at this point. But it's that... this part of indie that is almost disappeared, right? Other than groups like Dive or a couple others, where you have this almost like early Coldplay sound, where you have, you know, really beautiful guitars, easy to listen to drums, the nice soundscapes that kind of wrap around your head and your ears, as I like to say. And the vocalist, her voice is incredible for it. She's a blend of like a bunch of different, you can make a blend of so many different sounds with what she does, or comparisons, I should say, of what she sounds. There's a couple tracks on here that I thought are fantastic. You have the opening track of Hair Spine. With a couple tracks and stuff. They released some music here or there that have been pretty good. Their debut title, About You, is good, and they had one that was released a few years ago, Saves the World. But they're actually going to release an album, I think, in late June, early July or so, that I want to talk about. But I thought that I've heard a couple of their tracks. They have a track with Phoebe Bridgers that I thought was good, and some of their singles that released last year and this year, Silk Chiffon and Home By Now, actually like a lot. Heard them a little bit on SiriusXMU a lot, played the past about year and a half or so with their singles, and then some other stuff from a few years ago as well. But with that, like, I'm really, like, it's interesting to hear, like, you know, my rants on indie pop and like the indie genre in general, for this year especially. So with an all-female group, you know, similar to Haim, but very, very different sounding, because it's more of like your indie pop, like upbeat tempo and everything. It's nice that they can create something like a little bit of almost a niche category of trying to bridge that pop to indie and making it to sound genuine without, you know, just most of those artists, they become too samey sounding, or they become way too indie or way too pop. And there's this little vacuum of stuff that artists are trying to do, but they're not quite getting right. And I think they might have the album this year that can nail it. Just for at least hearing the singles that I've heard the past year or year and a half or so, I'm really excited. That is just beautiful and really encapsulates what you're going to get with this record, where it's just, again, like nice, like early 2000s sounding indie or so, but with like nice little twists here or there, like pretty chill record throughout. Twist. Like, it's pretty mellow throughout, but it's just one of those records, you know, you just put on and you're just like, you just get in the zone with the guitars, the drums, the bass, everything, how it sounds. I love it. And I wish more indie artists would start to incorporate more of the sound again a little bit, because you can do a lot with it, but there's not many people that do. They know it's that bedroom sound took over, and then the Tori Amos sound took over, and we've just been doing that for 10 years. But second track, you have Truly a Great Nightmare, like many others. That is very good as well. moving on, like towards the middle of the record, you have Catch, which is another great track, similar to Hairspine. But I really like the way they all complement each other as musicians. And it's something that I wish more groups with female vocals do. Like Churches does a very good job of doing that with Lauren Mabry's vocals. I think Super Nowhere does it very well, where whoever the guitarist is, he does such a good job of being unique in his sound, but then also complementing the vocals as well. So you're not like pulling too much from one or another throughout it. And it's that towing that fine line where, you know, if you do a solo, if you do some like really nice arpeggios, that you can just overshine it and you hear that. Or if the vocals, you know, you could have really brash vocals, something really loud or very unique, and then you pull too much from that and that's all you get. But they complement each other so well to where it's a total group effort. And you get that throughout this record. So I only listened to their second record, Skinless Takes Flight, once, and it's good. But Gestalt, I've listened to a few times for that album to be out. But their first two albums that they released are very good. But the singles, Anything But Me, Silk Chiffon, Home By Now, which was released a little bit ago. Those songs are pretty good. And Silk Chiffon features Phoebe Bridgers as well. So I'm excited for their third LP that'll be out in a month or two. And I recommend a lot of people to listen to, especially if you like that. If you're in the indie scene and if you like that indie pop genre and whatnot, I think it's right up a lot of people's alleys.
Yeah, your recommendations, we've done them throughout the podcast, especially you mentioned it, and then we listen to the album and it's usually phenomenal and it becomes one of our favorite bands. So definitely Muna, something to watch out for.
Yes.
Or it's not and we just never speak about it again. We just move on.
Exactly, yeah. Or like the album could be a complete flop and everything, but it'll be interesting to see here how it sounds as a full project. Because just listening to the single, you know, it's hard to judge off of what the singles are and everything. I mean, example, The Smile last week, we got the singles and the album was very different. So, yeah, from what I've heard, I like it. And their past two records, I have liked a lot. So, yeah, check them out. They're good.
Excellent. What I've got right now is C-Mat, which I don't know if you've heard of, but she is an up-and-coming indie artist from Dublin. That's in Ireland. It's not part of England, for those of you who are
aware. Oh, C-Mat, yeah, it's... I think I've heard a couple tracks from her, maybe.
Yeah. Her earlier work was definitely more slower country inspired. Some of it was, but the newer stuff, like what's on the album, If My Wife Knew I'd Be Dead, is this really nice indie pop that I haven't heard of Muna to begin with before you did this. And I don't know if you heard of C-Mat, vice versa, but it might be that similar blend of really good, promising indie pop coming from like women in space right now that I think could really start to breathe some life back into the genre. We've also talked about previously
this week, and I was like, this is incredible. I love having these small random finds. And I think Skinless Takes Flight was released this year. Yeah, on March 4th. So
I have to listen to that. I have a lot of coveted writing time where I'll be finishing up some videos I've been working on, and nice. I'm going to have to download some music because at least for the first couple of hours, I'm going to have no internet skis at all. So
get
the good old international flights. So that'll be great to listen to, along with my final recommendation of the week and the final one of this week before we take our little break is Fontaine's DC and Skinty Fia. They are a...
How do you spell that? Because I want to look this up.
Fontaines, Fontaines, and then DC, like Washington.
Fontaines, DC.
Okay. Yeah, like don't tread on me. Sorry, not don't tread on me. It's taxation is without representation. Taxation without representation. DC also stands for Dublin City here, so it looks like they have a little bit of those roots there. I'm not totally sure, but anyways... It is a group of post-punk sort of indie stuff, and it's really, really good. You get a... And it's really hard to say what else it is other than, like, post-punk, a guy talking with some good alternative rock in the background. I think the really... songs that jump out to me that are some of my favorites, Jackie Down the Lane, I really enjoyed. Skinty Fia, the title track, is really upbeat and fun. I Love You is this really long 5-minute piece that goes through a number of different waves and moments that were very surprising even to me listening through to it.
Selling genocide and have got pride, I understand. I had to be there from the stand. I had to be the fucking man. It was a clamor of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand. Had them plying me with drink, even met with their demands. When
on the podcast is how a lot of indie music seems to be chasing one particular kind of sound that we thought was really well trodden and done in the mid-2010s. And now you need something to continue to breathe this genre forward. And we're going to be more on the genre of indie because it's usually where a lot of musical innovation happens. And I think CMAT does a really good job of it. CMAT standing for Clara or Ciara, not Clara, Mary Alice Thompson. And it's funny, she was born in our year, it looks like. Some of my favorite songs from that, No More Virgos, even though I'm a very against, you know, the whole, like, all astrology things, whatever.
Bad for me, although I only made that deal with myself, and you treated me well. But if the girls find out, they'll crack me like a Liberty Bell. No more Virgos, no more little September boys.
I think it's a really, like, funny concept about, a lot of these songs are typical sort of pop flair. These are all of my fails in dating relationships, and I'm gonna, like, make songs about those. But this has a really, like, fun, making fun of oneself kind of tone to it that makes it really nice in the indie sort of environment. Every Bottle Is My Boyfriend is sort of like a cringy, very funny song because of, well, the title kind of describes where it's going. And... honestly, I really liked the variety that you had in it. I liked that it was fairly upbeat throughout, but not so poppy, not so stereotypically indie, where I felt like I was getting dragged on from either side of that genre. The worst connotations of pop or indie are not here. Everything really blends nicely. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend checking out the whole album if my wife knew spelled N-E-W, because that's not how that works in English generally. I'd be dead. Bye, CMAT.
Yeah, interesting. Definitely want to... I think I've heard a couple tracks from her, I believe, but I've never listened to the full length of that.
Berries lined up, I kept the spoilings for myself till I had 30 ways of dying, looking at me from the shelf.
And so I thought that just when I was feeling like, oh no, this album's kind of like dragging on a little bit too much, because it is 45 minutes or so, and in post-punk, that's kind of a bit to have, but it's shoegazy in... just enough of a way to where it's kind of interesting. It has that really thoughtful lyricism you expect from post-punk that's also not taking itself too seriously, but has a lot to work into it. I was really impressed with Skinty Fia, and I think it's a pretty solid record.
Yeah, I mean, their first track looks like it's, or at least the title's in Gaelic, so, you know, I'll give them fucking credit for that, because... anytime you try to revive a dead language, I'm all for it. And, you know, free the Celts, fuck England on God, so.
Yeah, the Platinum Jubilee is this weekend. I think she'll have something to say about that. assuming they're not using a body double. Anyways, this has been Audio Face. Did I say that out loud? Good thing I said that in America where I still have my free speech. And a right to die on the sidewalk. In this way, this has been Audio Face, and
shortest Audio Face episode ever, but you know, fuck it, our podcast.
Yeah, this is the shortest Audio Face where no technical glitches have happened. Knock on wood.
This is true. I'm still salty if like 4 or 5 years ago, I had such a good conversation that we is gone forever.
I think we got the gist of it.
Yeah.
In there. Yeah, it was a really good one. You always hate those missed recordings. Anyway, Sean can be found on Twitter or Instagram where he'll be showing you his pilot lifestyle. Maybe you can get a couple pilot photos there. Sean, we have to get some photos for the memorial. Please take some photos of you flying. I can be found.
I know I don't trust myself, even though record for sure. So I'm definitely gonna check her out.
Yeah, I was wrong. Ciara. I just can't read my other monitor here. Ciara. Looks kind of wrong.
Cool. Well, yeah. And my second and last one is Super Nowhere. They are like I've randomly stumbled across them on Apple Music like a week ago. Where it just, you know how you put on, like, you listen to an album and then randomly Shuffle comes on and you hear one song and you're like, damn, that's good. And you listen to an album and you're like, holy fuck, this is really good. And then you go to them and they only have like 1,700 monthly listeners on Spotify and you know you hit the jackpot. You know you got that good. This is, so they have two albums. They have Gestalt and Skinless Takes Flight. They're a Seattle-based trio group of indie artists, naturally, because, you know, most of my recommendations are indie. But I absolutely adore Gestalt. That is such a good record. I wish I would have heard this when it came out last year. It came out August of last year, so almost a year ago at this point. But it's that... this part of indie that has almost disappeared, right? Other than groups like Dive or a couple others, where you have this almost like early Coldplay sound, where you have, you know, really beautiful guitars, easy to listen to drums, nice soundscapes that kind of wrap around your head and your ears, as I like to say. And the vocalist, her voice is incredible for it. She's a blend of like a bunch of different, you can make a blend of so many different sounds with what she does, or comparisons, I should say, of what she sounds. There's a couple tracks on here that I thought are fantastic. You have the opening track of Hair Spine. Really encapsulates what you're going to get with this record, where it's just again like nice like early 2000s sounding indie or so, but with like nice little twists here or there, like pretty chill record throughout. Like it's pretty mellow throughout, but it's just one of those records, you know, you just put on and you're just like, you just get in the zone with the guitars, the drums, the bass, everything, how it sounds. I love it, and I wish more indie artists would start to incorporate more of the sound again a little bit, because you can do a lot with it, but there's not many people that do. They know it's that bedroom sound took over, and then the Tori Amos sound took over, and we've just been doing that for 10 years. But second track, you have Truly a Great Nightmare Like Many Others. That is very good as well. Moving on, like towards the middle of the record, you have Catch, which is another great track, similar to Hairspine. But I really like the way they all complement each other as musicians. And it's something that I wish more groups with female vocals do. Like Churches does a very good job of doing that with Lauren Mabry's vocals. I think Super Nowhere does it very well, where whoever the guitarist is, he does such a good job of being unique in his sound, but then also complementing the vocals as well. So you're not like pulling too much from one or another throughout it. And it's that towing that fine line where, you know, if you do a solo, if you do something like really nice arpeggios that you can just overshine it and you hear that. Or if the vocals, you know, you could have really brash vocals, something really loud or very unique, and then you pull too much from that and that's all you get. But they complement each other so well to where it's a total group effort. And you get that throughout this record. So I only listened to their second record, Skinless Takes Flight, once, and it's good, but Gestalt I've listened to a few times. I'm officially a pilot, but damn. Just myself that much.
Oh yeah, let's get some selfies in the sky, you know. Let's remember the good old days. I can be found on Twitter at Dan from the Web, and on Twitch at Dan from the Web, on Instagram at Dan from the Internet, on TikTok at Dan from the Internet. The entire show can be found on Audioface Pod everywhere, like we said. Check out our YouTube videos and other morbid thoughts. And we'll see you in a little over 2 weeks. By the way, hope you enjoy the 230 bonus with Kendrick Lamar, The Smile, and The Black Keys. And the special, that was the main 230 episode, 5-year anniversary special. And to also celebrate that 5-year anniversary, we did a special bonus episode where we released Harry Styles, Florence and the Machine, and Flume. I didn't forget. I just had to catch up to myself. Anyways, check all that stuff out. So we do have quite enough coming out, even though we're gone for those 3 weeks. That should hopefully hold y'all. Thank you. Appreciate it. We appreciate your support and your feedback. The show is growing really nicely. And when we come back, we're just going to hit the ground running even more. And yeah, cheers.
Push his bitch off me like who? Week, and I was like, this is incredible. I love having these small random finds. And I think Skinless Takes Flight was released this year. Yeah, on March 4th. So
I have to listen to that. I have a lot of coveted writing time where I'll be finishing up some videos I've been working on, and nice. I'm gonna have to download some music because at least for the first couple of hours I'm gonna have no internet skis at all. So
Get
the good old international flights. So that'll be great to listen to, along with my final recommendation of the week and the final one of this week before we take our little break is Fontaines DC and Skinty Fia. They are a...
How do you spell that? Because I want to look this up.
Fontaines, F-O-N-T.